I want you to understand, which is kind of difficult in the age of misunderstanding. Because we do understand, we just miss. Being the long wise, seems like we are people who always do opposite of what God tells us to do. Anti, opposed to, instead of. Prophesy unto us smooth things. Things that don't ruffle us too much. Tell us what we want to hear. I was thinking about Brother Allen when the woman came to him and said, I come for a treatment. And you come to the wrong place. Is that what you come for? Want to be treated right? A treatment? Don't like the way you get treated, do you? Well, if you come for a treatment, that's temporary. That don't last long. And that's why your faith is not doing too well. You know, it's amazing. I'm looking right at you people. And after 2 years now, one of the most amazing things ever done in your life.
Hallelujah.
And not a one of you will perk up. Not a one.
Hallelujah.
Just, I forgot.
Bless you, Jesus.
I wonder. I wonder how he got out of jail. I wonder why he's out so long.
Glory. Bless you.
I wonder how he can talk like that. I wonder.
Oh, bless you,
Jesus. Here I am reminding you of it. And you sure don't look like you're... I wonder why you're still here. I wonder why you're not dead. I wonder. What a miracle. And we've quoted here to this house with the mighty works that have been done at the First Baptist Church. It's no wonder that they go to church tomorrow. That ain't no wonder. You people are something else.
Glory! Yes, Lord!
You wonder why you're so... Because you've hardened. You have done it. No one else has done it. You have hardened your heart. And stiffened your neck. And so we're at the verge now of being cut off from among God's people. And to remind you what your prayer should be, maybe you ought to remind me. Some of you will do it. Some of you won't. Since we can't get the whole to do it.
Amen.
Oh, in part. Just a few.
Oh, bless you.
And there's no reason why all of you could not participate.
Amen. Hallelujah.
See, the last line of that little prayer, it got Peter back in the ship.
Amen.
And who do you think was with him? You stay outside the ship. Them waves gonna overwhelm you. Some of you are already up to your head. Feet feel like anchors. Some pulling you down. It's time for excuse making, huh? I can't for the life of me understand how this knowledgeable generation who know the Word of God more than any other generation that has ever lived. As I heard a man talking the other day, and doing a pretty good job, and I marvel every time I listen. And I actually get angry. And I say, how come these other ministries, or in this field right here, how come you folk don't really recognize the sign?
Not Lord. Oh, Jesus.
See that? See your response? Because you're trying to convince me and even yourself. And I don't know where we're going to convince the world.
Amen.
If we don't believe it ourselves.
Okay.
People say, you keep talking about yourself. Well, if I don't believe, if I don't believe
Glory.
That there is a sign.
Amen.
And I even told you. Yes, I did.
Amen.
I told you the time when God told me to stop saying this is a voice. but that this is the voice. Boy, do those other voices hate that. Instead of raising their voice to identify the voice, they use their voice to destroy the voice. I wish I could show your faces again. I just wish I could. If I could just show you the empty looks in your eyes. And that's only because you've consistently, daily, take these things lightly.
Bless you, Jesus.
And even now, if you try, you can't change. I try to tell you, you're not going to walk in this tabernacle on Saturday morning and be able to do what the Spirit's telling you to do, because you haven't done it all week.
Glory.
You don't make it your daily life.
Glory.
It's not priority in your thinking.
Hallelujah.
And see, if you had any kind of real witness,
yes, Lord,
you would sit there and say, you hear what that man's saying again? Do you hear those words coming out of his mouth? And then you can join in with the... Oh, you know why that has no effect on my listening audience? Because most of you don't believe it. In the beginning was the Word. You're here because you had a beginning. A Word that came to you. Why, we have people come all the way to New Zealand. Somehow when I start to identify where you come from, y'all get, we have a sister here who was raised a Muslim.
Hallelujah.
We have a Japanese sister here.
Praise.
We have stubborn old Charlie still sitting back there, so sedate. Well, we'll hang in here a little while longer, and right at the last we'll make the commitment. Still following afar off. At the time of the evening sacrifice, Elijah said, draw nigh. Yes. Look at your response.
Lord.
Look at your response to that. Just look at it. Look at your response to it. Well, you're not Elijah. Okay. And if you knew where he is, because I must first see him before I see Jesus. All the big discussion on that, huh? Yeah, Elijah must first come.
Amen.
This great falling away began here at this tabernacle and off this farm because of a young snot-nosed named Mark Hutchin, who had the audacity and the veracity. Look at him.
Amen.
You're still going to do it, aren't you? All I did was mention the name.
Amen.
That's all I did.
Amen.
Then we saw the falling go away from a fellow who stood up here and said,
oh, yes.
Yeah, preachers just stood up one right after another.
Amen.
Extolling the,
glory God,
the ministry of this prophet for admonition,
mm-hmm,
for advantage.
Amen.
Hey, boy, if we just puff him up, build him up, we'll have the advantage. What advantage have you?
In every way.
In what?
Every way.
Your way? Yeah, every way.
Every way.
See how stupid you are? You cannot just simply grasp the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
And lay hold.
Yes,
oh.
Glory.
We not only lay hold on each other, don't we? Don't we? Don't we?
Yes.
Don't we?
Yes, hallelujah.
I've been told from the beginning of this ministry, which began after I married Teresa. I had ministered for 20 years before I married her, before I even met you.
Hallelujah.
And Sister Burgess. How in the world could you even come around and say there's a prophet in South Carolina? Because he's already here.
Amen.
You didn't bring me here.
No.
And it's remarkable that she still believes it.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Till she defies all opposition.
Yes, Lord.
She got to work to get here.
Amen.
She got to strive to get here. In fact, this morning when I walked in, I didn't see her, and I didn't hear her, and I thought, oh, no. Is this the morning when she don't show up? And then she blessed my soul.
Amen.
Some of you folk live right in an apartment. You have a harder time getting here than she did. Look, I think I'll sit down for a moment and dismiss you all. See, there's no fear of God here. You think I'm trying to get the fear of the man? Well, that's stupid. The man can't really walk. There's no strength in him. I got to have help to put my shirt on, my underclothes on, my socks on. Could use some help in putting on the garment of praise. Now, you see, I believe that of all the broadcasting, I believe that people make it their business to tune in at prayer time. And what they're looking for is to hear what comes out of this tabernacle.
Amen.
Over this microphone.
Amen.
They're not friendly now. They're looking to find somewhere they can pick. And Buster said this. And Buster said that. Mm-hmm. But we're not going to do what he said.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Glory God.
I was sitting. I get an easy chair at my house. And when I get up in the morning, a lot of times I'll sit on that chair and I'll put my monitor on. Now, everybody in this place knows that I have a monitor. A monitor that was imposed on me by the court.
Yeah.
2 years ago. It cost me $300 a month. $10 a day. And I better pay it. Is your folk having fun again? Well, I don't understand why you're telling people about it. It's remarkable, isn't it? And then a few months ago, I don't know how to describe it, except I called Edward in. I said, Edward, I'm feeling pains in my arm and tightness in my chest. Well, that's there all the time now.
God bless you, Jesus.
Do you wonder why sister walks by my side and holds my hand? And because she was in the house the other night when I got up, and all of a sudden I went, pow, like somebody hit me with a club. Thank you, folks. You're all doing fine. You're doing just like you've done for the last 2 years. I mean, you listen, but you just tolerate, you know. Huh? You don't want to apply this, what's going on. The sign's showing you how desolate we are.
Amen.
The
yes,
sign, I remember how God spoke to me when I got up and said, your house is left unto you desolate.
Yes, Lord.
They're not producing.
Mm-hmm.
Desolation.
Yeah.
We're in the time of desolation.
Amen.
The abomination, cry and sigh.
Amen.
For all, not you.
Oh, yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory, God.
Oh. Proclaim it.
Had to wake him up, though, didn't I?
Amen.
Let's just take that now. I mean, he don't go nowhere. He can do just like me. He stay in his bed for sleep. Very good. Just like you. How many of you folks feeling sleepy right now? Is that a sign of the end time?
Oh, yes.
Awake, thou sleepest.
Amen.
Is that in the pattern?
Yes, it is.
Hmm? Is that what you want Jesus say? Hmm? Sleep on. I got to get this job done. If you're not going to help me, I'll just go get it done.
Mm.
I'm going to get it done.
Yes, Lord.
I know my end.
Yes.
But we have so little understanding.
Glory.
Do you understand if we don't get this right?
Say me, Lord!
Hold it! Say me, Lord. Lest.
Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Glory, God. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Save me, Lord. Oh, God.
Lest. God so loved the world.
Yes. Hallelujah.
He gave his only begotten Son.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
That whosoever believes in him should not
perish.
For God sent not his Son to the world. That's all we so-called Christians do is condemn everybody else.
Yes. Yes.
Until the condemning has got so strong, we end up condemning ourselves. Why do you allow it? Why do you allow it?
Thank you, Lord.
Because whatever you're doing, right or wrong, you are allowing it.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
God's a good allower. He gives you allowance.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Here's your allowance.
Yes, yes.
Hey, Dad, I spent my allowance. Can I have some more? Not a one of you was to say. Who would even think of using that?
Amen.
Who would even use that allowance? Huh? How many of you folk, when you came up, your parents would give you allowance?
Amen.
It never was enough.
No. Hallelujah.
I'm dealing now with my daughter again. She's both in Atlanta now. And please, Dad, just $100 and I'm coming. I'm on my way. Where are you at? I'm in Atlanta. I said, where are you at in Atlanta? I said, all you got to do, get on I-20, start this way.
Amen.
And the next time you can say I'm 20 miles out of Atlanta.
Amen.
I said, you get close enough? I said, you can pull into a drive, into a service station, and call me and I'll put it on the credit card. Oh, no. It can be done.
Yeah.
Over the phone.
Amen.
I do it all the time.
Yes.
Now, you're all sitting there saying, what's he talking about? I wonder how much you used of your allowance last week.
Oh, God. Thank you for your mercy, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hmm?
Thank you.
Father, give me that portion of goods. Give me my allowance.
Amen. Oh, bless you, Jesus Christ. Glory, God.
You don't want to hear more about that one, do you?
Oh,
do you?
Oh, yes.
Why don't you read what he's done with it? See, not a one would jump up and say, why? Not a one. You shouldn't even have to open a book for that.
Amen.
The Father gave him his portion of goods. And he went his way. Brand new suit, nice car, money in his pocket. Hey, friend, how you doing? Come, have a drink with me.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
You don't want to hear the rest of that, do you? He wasted his allowance.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus.
What about you? I'm wasted. I'm wasted.
Yes.
And on my end, it ain't gonna be pretty.
Glory. Glory, Jesus.
Make me to know my end.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
What you need to know is the end of your faith.
Hallelujah.
Well, we forget, don't we? We come this far. Well, how are we gonna go the next mile? Well, it's been a tough road, but I see the end of my faith. You know, I've been talking to you a lot about the Philadelphia church. And there are men on YouTube now who are talking about it.
Bless you.
And every time I said, boy, them guys got it so right.
Yes.
And they mentioned the preachers that I mentioned to you. Some of you don't even know. Theo Jones. Theo Jones was a Church of God, Cleveland, Tennessee, a number one evangelist.
All right.
Because he had the gifts of healing.
My Lord Jesus.
I talk to you folk, and you don't seem to have no enlightenment in your eyes at all.
Jesus.
Now, really, Theo Jones stands out to me because I was a Free Methodist preacher. I was pastoring a Free Methodist church in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. It was the Free Methodist that turned me away from the Holy Ghost after God had given it to me. And that's amazing. That I literally stood in a pulpit and would denounce speaking in tongues and tell people that those that speak in tongues is of the devil. What in the world am I doing standing here? See what God knew. I've probably been the greatest tongue-talking preacher there is now. I like tongue-talking so much, I said, I would y'all speak with tongues. For he that speaks in an unknown tongue talks to God. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Poor Rob. Johnny come lately. And he hadn't heard some of these stories. So when I mentioned him, he goes, now you folk who've heard him for a long time, you still go.
Oh, bless you. Bless us. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, our Heavenly Father. Bless us, Savior. Thank you, Father.
I'm still thinking about it. My truck, it broke down.
Hallelujah. Glory.
It was a Sunday morning.
Glory, God. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
And I hardly ever had more than $10 in my pocket.
Yes, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
About 20 miles out of town.
Thank you, Jesus.
Route 11 on my way to Alabama. Well, let's just see for a moment if we have anybody listening. That'd be good. Friend and foe, probably more foe than friends, though. So you can just call right now, 843-538-1334. God bless you, Pastor Rice. He called.
Amen.
I'll get to him in a minute. The phone is on my desk here, on my pulpit, in my hand. There we are. Hello? Hello? Are you there? Hello? Probably not. Oh, don't worry about it, friends. We're going to have some folks just call us to irritate. Nobody's going to call very few to mediate, though. There's a few. I do this on purpose. What's your intent? Like when I drive up to this place, I see three or four cars out there. Why, that is, you're not successful, preacher. One of the first questions my first wife said to me years ago, well, if you're such a great man of God, how come you can't get no people? And when you do get a few, you can't keep them.
Oh, God. Bless you, Jesus.
Amen. Another thing Teresa said several years ago, they're all going to leave. She even told me Mark was going to leave. Well, you people, you don't remember nothing, do you? I'm not talking about Mark Conley. I hope he doesn't leave. But there's a strong pull. Yes, there is. Just like there's one for you. If somehow God could give you just a little bit of leeway to leave, you'd be gone. Here, son, here's your portion. Don't mock me. There will come a great... You're sitting around waiting for the great falling away, and just look how much you have already... Look how many times you have fallen, and God restored you back. Just look how many times Look how many times you are drawn away. Yeah, look how many times you are drawn back. What about you? I told you. I had to get in my car and get away. You just don't believe me, huh? I would go wayfaring. No, I can't. God just keeps me in the way. In your way. I just keep getting in your way, don't I? Don't I, huh? Yeah. Hello? There's nobody there. Father, would you help me out? Just get them out. You came right down to the end, Lord, and you were all alone. Hallelujah. You began to tell me many years ago that I would probably have to finish it all alone. And now you got it fixed. That when they do come to take me, you folk can't go with me. I'm going to be alone with him.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Treason informed me, I will not go with you to see the Pope of Rome. So I'm going to go alone.
Amen.
But I am going to go. Well, we'll wait and see. Be my guest.
Glory to God.
What a remarkable thing that people all over the world is going to see the sign.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And some of you folk won't even recognize it then, will you? Will you? You have a little vision of what the sign is.
Hallelujah.
It's amazing to watch this generation. Because there's two scriptures in the Bible where two men went and talked to the Lord saying they want a sign. Look, not one of you. How do you recognize what I'm talking about? Ezekiel was one of them. And Moses was one of them. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Jesus, they asked him for a sign. He ain't going to give you one. Oh, come on now, are you fine boys? Come on, all you people. Come on. Why are you allowing yourself to sit there like that? You won't stir yourself, will you? Will you? Stir up that gift of God within you. You're never going to get nothing from God except by faith. And he's given you the faith. So stir it up. Stop being so stagnant. Get this faith mixed with hope. Boy, you folk aren't going to contribute to this, are you? You just have to get rid of some more. So the phone number here is 843-538-1334. Hey, folk out there, are you listening to me out there, anybody? You ought to see the faces of my people. Boy, they got open faces. I see right down in their heart. I see right down in their spirit. Woo! A bunch of dry, dead bones. Ah, come on. Yeah. What advantage have you got in reference to the coming of Christ compared to people? Do you know the people in all over Europe sitting hoping to hear just catch a word or two? Who can concede that? I heard from Jamaica today, Brother, can you please send me a shortwave radio? Can't find one over here, and I ain't got no money anyhow. Now, there was a time when I would send out shortwave radios. I don't do it no more. I don't really send people anything. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Brother Smith up here in Northern Ontario.
Yeah, how's you doing, Brother Smith?
Not too bad.
That's
I was
good.
Living with the saints and Brother Paul and Sister Lisa. I just wanted to encourage you, brother, you know, on the Sabbath day and all the brother and sisters.
Kind of hard to do that. They're not encourageable. This generation loves
to... Stir your faith. First you search for Jesus, my Lord, and then he finds you, and then you have this faith that goes beyond anything the enemy can do to you. Trying to take your faith away.
Oh, they can't do that. They can hinder it, but they're not going to take it away.
Now that's encouragement, brother. Amen. Praise the Lord.
You keep pressing on.
All the work that he's doing. I just finally got your number into the phone, my new phone, and feel the shaking, and I'll talk with you another time.
God bless you.
God bless you. All right.
Sister Tammy, God bless you and your mom and your household full of trouble. It's amazing how people want to be helped, but the bomb was just something like cigarettes. What did I tell you? You are something else. What did I just tell you? You see, I hear the phone calls. He's living with Tammy and her mother, her father. In fact, never mind to share with you this stuff, you selfish.
Yes, Lord.
Unconcerned.
Oh, my Lord. Unconcerned, my Lord.
Don't give a damn. Oh, can't see afar off.
My Lord Jesus. Oh, God. Lord God.
And these people almost treat me like I'm God. Oh. When they start calling, we just got to talk to you, Brother Jerry, because you can just set things straight. Just the word out of your mouth.
My Lord Jesus.
The word only.
Oh, God. Bless you, Jesus. Oh, God. Word, oh, God.
Tammy or her mother calls every day. Sometimes before John today.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Lord!
Lord!
He's going to be saved.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, bless you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Do it.
Well, you see, you can call from Canada, can't you?
Yes.
Or Mexico.
Okay.
Or Jamaica.
Oh, bless
you. Or Cuba.
Yeah.
But a lot of times they don't have the resources. So it's just a one-way street. That's pretty good, Cole. We'll send a word and all they got to do is hear it. You people are really something. It doesn't make no difference what I talk about. You're not moved. You just, most of the time when I'm alone, and I'm alone a good bit of time, because I'm confined to these grounds right here.
Yes,
somebody said, what do you mean? I got an electronic monitor on my leg where I'm under court order to stay on 13680 Augusta Highway. I had them amend that so I could come into the tabernacle.
Amen.
So the judge very kindly let it out a bit further.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
But I don't abuse it. One thing it does do, though, is that if I could get people to the office, they could bring children even here. But we can't trust the people. I wonder about you. The court order says I can't bring them at 13680 Augusta Highway. That's over there. That means they can come here, and all I got to do is leave them alone. That's what some of you folk put on the restraining order. Leave us alone. Now, about 8 o'clock, I went back to bed. About 9 o'clock, Sister Glenn said, you want to get dressed? Well, I didn't really want to, but she helped me put on my clothes. Make sure my shoes are shining. Trim my beard a little bit. And she'll, if she'll be honest, she'll say, boy, he's your sister like a little old puppy dog. Right? Oh, and sit there. because sometimes she won't let the razor do the job.
Jesus.
Not often, but just enough to make her, oh! See, when you're using a razor, you let it cut. You don't try to help it cut. Well, is there anybody in this place understand my understanding?
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Go to sleep, Jess. Now, is there anybody out there listening, friend or foe, before I get busy with scripture I want to read? The phone number is 843-538-1334. And I'm doing that on purpose because I want you to know and them to know there's not many people listening.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And there's very few sitting in this tabernacle that's hearing. Hello?
Yeah, it's Brother Stephen.
Oh, never mind. Go to hell, Steve. Oh, God, run your damn mouth. You keep touching me, boy. You're as good as dead. You're as good as dead. You're as good as dead. You're as good as dead, boy. Your words don't have nothing at all. You're as good as dead, Steve. Good. Bye. I've done that. What the hell is your trouble, Steve? Hey, you can't reach this guy. See? On one side, he's trying to tell me, oh, you're the man of God, but you got to repent. You got to do what pleases me. Go to hell. Hey, this is what I go through all day long. All day long. Who cares what Jeremiah says? You're not Jeremiah. Ah, boy. Oh, Satan rages. You think you can tell a guy like that that he's doing like Peter did? Not so, Lord. Can you think he would do that? You think this guy would recognize what he's doing as I'm on my way to Calvary, submitting myself in repentance to the final thing? You think this damn guy would realize he's saying, not so, Rusty, not save yourself? You think that devil would do that? See, he's not even listening. He's not listening one thing he wants. Good. You got it now? Hey, snot nose, will you shut up? Will you shut up? Will you shut up and listen to me? Every man's mouth must be stopped. Again, I ask you, you think these guys would actually read the scripture? Huh? What's he doing? He's raging.
Amen.
And he's trying to gather together with people on his side against the prophet of God.
Amen.
That's what he's doing. That's what he's doing.
Amen.
That's what he's doing.
Amen.
Hello? I do it every single day, every hour, all the time. Go to hell, Satan. Get thee behind me, Satan. He has no idea what God has put me through. Blind. That's all I do is offer you. A fellow said to me the other day, he says, why don't you stop preaching? You can lose your salvation. You just preach grace. I said, my God, that's all I preach.
Yeah.
That's why folk don't like me. Because I tell you, your sins don't mean a damn thing.
Yeah.
Your sins are gone.
Yeah.
You bunch of sinners.
Yeah.
Well, you say that because of yourself. Absolutely. No question about it. If there's one thing I have found out, that grace is sufficient. The sufficiency of God's eternal grace. Grace and truth came through Jesus. Now you think these guys are hearing me? You wonder why don't they ask me? Why are they even listening? Why am I an issue to them? Just go and preach it, Stephen. Get on the radio and preach it. Get your little old group around you and preach it. Why am I an issue to you guys? Why is the gospel of Jesus Christ coming an issue to the devil? Why is he priority with that? Why? But see over there, they don't even have ears to hear or eyes to perceive. And see, when I talk like that, then I watch you go like a vacuum. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth. You know, my friends, I want to tell you something. Of course, I've been telling, but folks don't hear me. These Bible preachers, they got an end time message. Oh, God's going to send a great revival. He is not going to do it. He's going to send Jesus. And we're going to see him. Not a revival. Salvation. Got folks sitting around waiting for a revival when they ought to be waiting for Jesus to come. Oh, we believe in the coming of Jesus. Well, let me come up that 7-year tribulation. There is no 7 years of tribulation. Amen. And even the 3.5 years is not the great tribulation. Amen. The great tribulation is the last 45 days of the tribulation. Amen. Blessed and holy he who comes to the 1,000. Somebody in this house quote with me. Come on, Paul. Pretty good. But there's more there. Amen. That's 45 more days. I was sitting right there. Amen. I don't want to get too close to her. She's not in this. But I was sitting right there. Brother Rick was preaching. Anybody hear that day? Amen. Was there anybody Amen. In this tabernacle was here that morning?
Amen. Yes.
I ran to the pulpit. I said, God just told me what the last 45 days are.
Amen.
It's been there for a long time. Nobody could actually figure out why 1,290 days and then blessed is he that comes to the 1,335. That's 40. Somebody in this house. Revelation don't mean a damn to you folks, does it? The revelation of Jesus Christ. The revealing of truth. The understanding of time.
Yes.
Revelation.
Revelation. Yes.
Anybody know what revelation means?
Yes.
Well, how do we know you're the prophet? You won't know unless by revelation.
Yes.
You can't explain revelation.
No.
You can just proclaim it.
Yes.
Wow. Yes. Wow. Yes. Wow. Yes. Now are we the sons of God? Explain that. Explain that. All I do is proclaim it. Come on, you don't look like it. You don't sound like it. Doesn't appear that way, does it? Does it? Now are we the sons of God? To hell with Steve. He's a liar. And liars are going to... See, keep on lying, Steve. That's what makes you a liar. Telling one lie won't cut it. But just keep on lying. Until everything you say is a lie.
Amen.
Everything you want to be is a lie.
Amen.
What about you? Okay. Whatever you want to say. I'm not a liar. Well, you lie all the time. No, I don't. Have I lied? Yep. Have I lied about the coming of Christ? This ministry comes to the forefront because I refuse to go along with the secret rapture.
Amen.
And there's one scripture that I've used hundreds of times. Immediately. How quick is immediately? How much time is it between the proclamation and the happening? Immediately. After the tribulation, that 45 days, that great tribulation. God, is there anybody in this house? Is there anybody in this house? Is there someone somewhere? Is there anyone? Don't do it for my sake, do it for your sake. Or do it for his sake. Believe. Believe for his sake. You know what he'll do with believers? He'll add them to the church. He'll give you your daily bread and add you to the church. We are the church. How many calls did we get? Three? Thank you, Stephen. I hope he's listening, but he's not. He don't hear me at all. Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! That's all I ever do! Well, not even here. I just said, but yeah, well, sometime, maybe. And after these things, the phone number is 843-538-1334. And after these things, I saw four angels standing. Hello?
Yeah, you hung up on me.
And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth.
Yes.
Now, Steve, if you're listening to me, do you know why I hang up on you? Because the Bible said, give no place to the devil.
That's right. No place.
Jesus wouldn't give Peter any room at all, would he?
No.
Would he?
No.
To get thee behind me, Satan.
Amen.
And he was talking to the one man who had a revelation of divine truth.
Amen.
See, he don't got that. He don't have a revelation of end time truth for the church.
No.
Nobody's even hearing them. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. Boy, that's coming sometime, isn't it? I wish I could show you your faces. Some of you, I wish I could. And I got to look at it all the time, don't I? Disillusioned, uncertain, confused.
Glory!
I saw another angel ascending from the east, from the east, having the seal of the living God.
Hallelujah.
And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth. Neither the sea nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. They see you can't even do that with Steve because he got a hard head. You keep getting a hard head long enough, you'll get a hard heart. You do always resist the Holy Ghost. These guys across this nation, these guys that left They're just waiting for the prophet to die. And then who's going to hear it anyway? What a delusion Satan has put upon the so-called preachers and prophets of these days. Hey, folk, when I die, Jesus is coming. We've got to bring this to an end. Because he is the end. He's going to be the end of living by faith. He's going to make an end of faith to be reality. The things hoped for. I want to see him. Want to live with him. Want to be like him. Somebody! And they don't know that a man like me has to trust in the grace and the mercy and the truth. This is a damn world. A man called this morning. He was kind of angry. I don't think he was angry at me, but he was kind of tough. Rusty, you got to tell these people about America. It's been the most diabolical nation ever been. I agree with that. Well, God raised it up. He sure did. He raised it up a lot, so he cut it down. Sure did. He raised up America to destroy it. We're the only nation on the face of the earth that deserves the destruction of heaven. We've corrupted humanity everywhere. We use war and killing and lying and cheating. Most of you money you got came from a corrupt system. Union wages. While they give men of work nothing. Look at them. Social Security. What a damnable thing. What a corrupt thing. Social Security. Yeah. See this house right here. This one right here. Sits right there. Our military might. What a cursed thing we've been. From the very inception, we learned war. America. And then we spread it all over the world. Well, am I going to stand alone on this, ain't I? The fellow said, anybody tell me again, God bless America, I'm going to spit in their face. What if God willing to make his power known creates vessels that are ordained to be destroyed so that he might show his power upon the vessels that he's going to save. Kind of worn out, brother. What did I just do? What did I just do? So what do I want? No! Find the scripture! What if? That's how it starts. What if? Is it all right with you if God makes his power known? What if? What if? Just can't get into it, can you? What if?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Robbie, that was, he's been getting a lot of quick. He's an apologist. You know, he's trying to apologize why he believes in the God. Well, did God make man? Why did God make us to sin? Why does man sin? And he's trying to explain that. Why does God make sinners? What if? How important is sin to God? The great treasure that he finds is sinners. Sinners! You hear this? You think Steve hears this message? Where does God show his great power? To sinners!
Yeah.
So what if?
Hallelujah. Glory. Glory.
How come God didn't consult with you before he put the sun, moon, and stars out there?
Glory.
How come he didn't find out from the heart specialist how to keep the heart going?
Oh, God. Wonderful, God.
How do you explain the heartbeat? Who understands the heartbeat?
Oh, God.
Boom, 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 boom. Who understands the intricate text of our mind?
Oh,
what if?
Oh,
what if?
Oh,
what if there is really a God?
Oh,
what if?
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God.
How's my reader? Can't find it? Devil belly. All right.
What if?
What if?
God willing.
God willing?
Oh,
willing to do what?
To show his wrath.
To show his wrath.
Yes, Lord.
And to make his power.
And to make his power.
No.
No.
Hallelujah.
Read.
Endured. With much long
suffering. Endured with much long suffering.
Thank you, God.
The vessels of wrath.
The vessels of wrath.
Yeah. Fitted to destruction.
Fitted, prepared to be destroyed.
Amen.
That he might make known.
That he might make known.
Hallelujah.
The riches of his glory.
The riches of his glory. Glory be to God. Wow is right. Wow. 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 Destruction on every side, in every way, and yet he's going to save you from destruction. Wow. 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 Oh, what a generation. Any more to that? Mercy! Justice called? Mercy! You think my good brother showed me any mercy? Trying to move me out of a place.
Oh, God, your mercy.
Think those birds will show me any mercy?
Mercy,
you think my people who mercy. Put charges on me will show me any mercy?
Mercy.
Boy, God is showing them mercy.
Yeah.
God said, you touch not my anointing.
Yeah.
Well, well, who's going to decide who God's anointed is?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Hmm? That's what you, you're God's anointing.
Yes. Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Boy, oh boy.
Thank you, Jesus.
And he went leaping.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand upon that promise. Hold fast to that truth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I heard the number of them which were sealed. There were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Well, who's 144,000? They are 12,000 that God sealed of all the tribes.
Amen.
This is who he's going to save out of Israel.
Amen.
Only 144,000. Oh, no, that's myth. No, 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 no. Look, look at him. He's telling us who they are.
Amen.
God's sealed. You are sealed by the Holy My God. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed.
Hallelujah.
he goes on down and tells you 12,000 of every tribe. Now that's not going to be changed. That 144,000 are those that God reserved to himself.
Amen.
Out of the tribes of Israel.
Amen.
12,000. I mean, exactly.
Right.
Not 12,001.
No.
God's exact.
Yes.
He actually picked you out to Syria.
Yes.
Our seals shall be broken. After this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude. Now, we've got to understand the word multitude. A multitude is not 1,000. It's a group that you can't number.
Right.
Folks, just look at the way God. God, I hate that. I hate it. I hate this. I hate this. This defines to understand. If they could be numbered, they wouldn't be a multitude. Oh, they estimate the crowd at 100,000. Why don't you folk respond to something like that? They can't give you the exact number. The Lord can know, because he knows them that are his. He even knows the 12,000. Anybody notice Jesus? My Jesus knows. Let's update that a little bit. My Jesus knows just who I am. Yes, he knows who you are.
Yes,
Twelve thousand out of every tribe, that's your 144,000 sealed. After this, after I sealed them, he came to the Jew first.
Amen.
He didn't save all Israel at that time. He didn't save all Jews. But he just saved or sealed too much, God. That's why I sit down in my house and I said, God, this is just too much. He spoke. We've been so deluded by this modern era.
Amen.
And after this I beheld, and lo,
yes,
a great multitude,
amen,
which will not receive the number of the man.
Amen.
Or the beast.
Yes.
The number of the beast.
Yes.
They won't be numbered.
No.
Which no man could number.
Amen.
How come you folks didn't like that? How come you're doing that? The number 666.
Yes.
It will be a number.
Yes.
It will be placed on the body.
Yes.
Not mystical.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Whoever saw a generation when marking the body had become so popular?
That's right.
Nobody wants to tell you how God cursed anybody who put a mark on their body back in the book of. My little Japanese girl back sitting there, she's just crying. Oh, she's trying to wear that. What's she talking about? Yeah, fine. It's in the abolition of Deuteronomy, where God forbid marking the body.
Yes, he is. Amen.
I watch these preachers and these ladies preaching, earrings on,
right,
hair bobbed off. They got so much spiritual truth, but they just ignore those things. No, I don't believe a person will be lost if they bob their hair. No, I don't. No, I don't. I don't think that's a condition of salvation, long hair. No. But my God, somewhere down the line, there's got to be some way, the way we dress, the way we talk, the way we walk. You can't use Old Testament standards. The Spirit of God raise up a standard.
Yes, amen.
They're not going to get it. Few there be that find it. And doesn't even bother. See, most of you folks just like Steve. They sit right there. I've been talking lately about how Christopher stood in this pulpit. Just look at that. Just look at how he's sitting there staggering. And Abraham staggered not. Now, I don't mind telling you, I've done some staggering at the promise of his coming. Where is it at? I wish it would come. Oh, I wish it would come so he could prove I'm right. I wish it would come so he could prove we're right for doing what we're doing. Nobody staggers, huh? I will not fear what men. Well, I know what some of you do to me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't have too many folks simplify to believe every word, do I? They'll believe some of the word, but not every word. We're not simple enough, are we?
Jesus.
Complex, educated. See, again, nobody hardly ever wants to refer to the scripture about the number. After this, I beheld in low a great multitude, which no man can number. The Antichrist is going to number the people. He's got the economic system right at his disposal. And by which, you won't be able to buy or sell. Woo! Woo! Well, I tell you what, come buy me. You want to buy? Come on, buy. Come on by. And I got news for you. You buy me, I won't sell you. I say, I got me a bargain. I got me a sinner. Glory! Boy, I sinned. Boy, what? See, even you don't believe that scripture, what I'm telling you. I saw a multitude outside of the Jews. And after this, right there. And after this, to the Jew first. He sealed them all. There wasn't one Gentile in Pentecost. Not a one. That's where he was sealing. That's where they received the Holy Ghost. And God sealed them. They were the ones that carried the gospel of Christ.
Yes.
The Jews.
Yes.
Sealed.
Yes.
Signed.
Yes.
And delivered.
Yes.
Somebody!
Yes.
You like, the more I preach, the more I get despised. After this, I beheld in lo a great multitude which no man could number. Of all nations, kindred, people, and tongues, they stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God. Our God is saving himself. He's saving himself. Salvation to our God. Glory! Which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood around about the throne. And about the elders and the four beasts and fell before the throne to their faces and worshipped. We have come into
gathering his name to worship him.
Yes, Lord.
We have
to Canty, South Carolina, to the Overcomer Farm, to worship him.
Yes,
The Father teaches such to worship Him. Worship our preachers, our prophets,
Jesus.
Our presidents,
glory.
Our congressmen,
glory.
Our manner of life.
Oh God.
And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, "What are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they? Where did they come from?" He said unto him, "Sir, thou knowest." And he said to me, "These are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, are they before the throne of God and serving day and night in the temple? And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat, for the Lamb." John said, "Behold the Lamb." Pilate said, "Behold the man." "For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them. They shall lead them into living fountains of water. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes." "He that goeth forth weeping shall doubtless come again." And Jesus wept. He went into Jerusalem weeping. Carried the cross all beat up weeping. But he shall come again. He shall come again. Oh, our Lord is coming back.
Oh, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Satan will be bound again. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, the Lord is coming back to earth again.
You overcome a singing like that, huh? You want to try it again? What's the purpose of this waste? $40-some million, time and time again. What's the purpose of this waste? Why? For our Lord is coming back. Be tempted, Lord, drive you into tribulation.
Amen.
To be tempted of the tempter.
Yes.
I'd like to know why, when I quote scriptures,
Amen.
That are right in that book that you hold so highly, and you question every time I do it. Now, he was driven of the Spirit into the world to be tempted. And he was tempted on the Word of God.
Amen.
It's written. It's written. It's written. So here you are in the wilderness being tempted on. It's written. I will come again. I will come again. I will come again. I will come again. Oh, well, where is the prophecy coming? Where is it? Where? Right there in you. The prophecy is in you.
Hallelujah.
And you're fulfilling the promise. Who's he coming for? He's coming for me. Now, if you all sing it, I don't have to say you, will I? You say he's coming for me? Got us all covered. Whew. The phone number here is 843-538-1334. Are you folk ever going to do something about the way you respond? Are you ever? I know you can't do it now because you didn't come into this place like you should have. I will come into his house.
His name to worship him.
Well, you see, even though you come into this house to worship, that ain't the way it seems. We.
Yeah.
We have enough of the I.
Amen.
Join the church of your choice. Worship as you please. Live the way you like to. No, we are more than conquerors. We conquer all that. What a preacher. The phone number here is 843-538-1334. I'll wait just a moment. I do that on purpose because I want you to know that like you have sat here all these hours not hearing me, most of you, same it out there. The potential audience is millions. Few there be. Where are you at?
Oh, my God. Lord God Almighty.
Are you the few that choose to hear?
Oh, God.
He that has the ears to hear?
Yes.
You got him?
Yes.
Then what are you supposed to do with him?
Yes.
Hear what?
Yes.
No. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. And what is the Spirit saying to the churches? And the Spirit and the bride say, come! My God! What in heaven's name? God, what is this? What a hardened. Just stop being hard. Yield not to temptation. Stop yielding to that old flesh.
Amen.
Stop yielding to that old carnal mind.
Yes, Lord.
Just don't yield to it.
Yes, Lord.
Just don't give it no place.
Yes.
Isn't that some? You people, when I say something like that, you look, what does he mean? We, don't yield. Don't give in to it.
All right.
Can I give in to that stupid guy?
No.
I won't give in to him. I'll resist him steadfast. In the faith. There's given unto me a steed who was sent to buffet me. Just an old buffeter. So I resist him. I'd like to know why you folks sit there and I say to you, what do you think? I say, are you like Peter? Are you going to sit there and be like Peter? Not so, brother. You ain't right. Not so. Shall we stand? God, there they are. They're in your hands, God. Whatever you got to do, I know what you got to do. Got to scourge them because you love them. And every son that he loves, then I'll say to you, you can't see I'm being scourged? Oh, come on, people. Come on. Fighting the toughest battle ever fought. And I used to do a lot of it physically.
You,
I was strong as a young man. Now I got to fight spiritually. And boy, you are tough. You're tough. Hardened generation. And then I tell you how I've been schooled for it. And Brother Barfield, remember him? Pastor of Sons of God Church in Billerica, Georgia. Don't remember that? He came to hear me preach in the Assembly of God Church right outside of Atlanta. After service, he walked up to me. He says, "Boy, you're tough." Now, mind you, what was that? That was almost 50 years ago.
Hallelujah.
Most of them done just like that. I said, "You've done? Just like the woman I dealt with in that service. I'll tell you about it. I've met you before." At that particular time, I was wanting to preach, and you would preach two weeks in a church, and you had to leave. Well, then, as an evangelist, you had someplace else to go, or you. Boy, I can't even make you people grasp this, can I? Brother Hendricks was the pastor who had me come and preach for him after David Epley shut down his meeting.
Hallelujah.
I got to get you to react a little bit better, Rob. You and your wife are so beautiful, but you still got that faraway look in your eyes. You never saw nothing like this in New Zealand. New Zealand got the nice, quiet preachers. What church you go to over there? Didn't go to any? No wonder I can deal with you guys. You learned something going to that pub, didn't you? You went to the pub and you heard my name. You could have went to every church over there and never heard my name. He goes in the pub and they bring up my name in the pub. Hey, you folk, when you get all wrapped up in your wild, drunken lies, hear my name. You won't hear it in the church. These other preachers, they won't even mention my name. Because they think I do all this in my name. The other day I commanded, brother, well, I didn't command him, but I said, just cut off his beard. Amen. How many folk like him? Doesn't he look better?
Yes.
Now we can identify him.
Amen.
Boy, some of you folk, your mannerisms, you live so much like it, you can't even shake it loose. Brother Barfield walked into the church in Marietta. I don't think it was Marietta, was it? Just this side of Atlanta. That old man used to come from there all the time. Anybody remember him? Boy, I said, no, the old man used to come in from, huh? We tried to move him over here one time. Oh, come on, folks. You haven't lived here with him. He lived over here where Reggie lived for a while. His family got so mad. Anybody still remember his name? Huh? Jerome Preston.
Amen.
Nice old man. He wanted to live over here. So we got him home. Here come his family. Because they wanted his money. You folks don't like me, do you? Do you? Well, I know you. I know you. Brother Barfield walked in one night and he watched me preach. And when I got done, he come walking down to me. He said, "Boy," he said, "you are tough." And mind you, I was just a kid. 50 years ago, I was a convicted man.
Bless you.
Before you were born, I didn't even know that at that time. I ordained you. And even when I wasn't trying to be a prophet, I still had a spirit of prophet on. I just cut. See, I want to tell you this story, but I can see you're really not interested. No. Interested?
Yes.
Well, I told you before.
Yes.
If I tell you again, will you believe it?
All right, amen.
Will you?
Yes.
My meeting was ending there with Brother Hendricks. And Brother Barfield said, I sure like to have you come preach at my church. I said, I'll be glad to come. He has with my people. He said, I got a highbrow church. They're very starchy. They ain't going to take you. He said, if I bring you, they'll throw you and me both out. So I said to him, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll come over Sunday morning, Sunday school. Now, I'm trying to tell you, the man had a church with over 500 members, and most of them only came to Sunday school. They were not church-going people. they would leave after Sunday school and go home. So the strength was in their numbers at Sunday school. Can anybody understand me?
Yes, amen.
How are you, Mike? You understand me? Brother Mike, sure would like to get a look of understanding on you people's faces.
Yes,
I understand why you're telling a story. Well, it's a remake. I wonder how I survived things like that.
Hallelujah.
Like Bernice Traver. They threw me out of a church. Up there in Binghamton, New York. At midnight. They didn't give me no money. I made the pastor mad. So they had a whole house full of young teenagers, and I began to preach them, not to get involved in drugs or parties and so on. Well, they were already involved in it. But they didn't get mad at me. The kid didn't get mad at me as much as the pastor, because he thought I was going to upset them. But they weren't upset. In fact, they were upset because they put me out. Never mind you, you hardened people. Your conscience is so seared you can't move it at all. You're hard, get it, you hard. Put me right out. Wouldn't pay me, give me nothing. Drive me around with my wife and two children. No place to go. And I keep telling you, I didn't have money. I couldn't have rented a motel. I couldn't have stopped and ate anything.
Amen.
Couldn't go too far because I had no money.
Right.
My wife said, hey, what are you going to do? I said, I don't know. Well, how old was I? In my 20s.
Thank
you. Amen. Hallelujah. Sure, we should get done. Sure is a boring preacher. She's telling the same old trash all the time. I'm sorry, folks, but that's the way about 90% of you are standing right there.
Oh, my Lord. Jesus.
No real interest to hear this. I forget, by 1 o'clock in the morning, maybe, I'm driving around. And all at once I stopped. My wife said, what's the matter? I said, I'm going to the house up there.
Yes.
No one knows you.
Amen.
I walked up and knocked on the door.
Thank you.
And a woman named Bernice Traver, the only other, she opened the door and said, where you been?
Amen.
She said, I've been waiting on you. Where's your family? I said, in the car, bring them in. Took me inside, boy, sat me down to a meal. And one thing I still remember, when it came time to go to bed, she took us to the bedroom. She tucked me in.
Amen.
I mean, she tucked me in. You know, come up to me. Now, you sleep well. Your folks still ain't getting it. I never met the woman before. Haven't seen her since. But I remember her name. Can you picture? Can you picture a woman sitting there in a strange town? And I walked up to you, where you been? I've been waiting for you. My God. My God. How can you be so complacent? Knock on heaven's door and he's going to open it. Where you been? I'm waiting on you. That's what I'm doing with you. I'm waiting on you. Come on, folks. Come on. I'm not lying to these stories. These are true stories. Brother Barfield said to me, my folk ain't going to take you. He said, they might fire me too for bringing him. I said, Brother Barfield, I'll be over Sunday at school, at Sunday school time. Oh, come on, Libby, you can do better than that. Yeah. Always got that look in your face. Can't quite grasp the morale of the story or the spirit of it. I'm not a delusion.
No.
I'm the real thing. I'm the real thing. That's why it's so hard for you to understand these stories. I said to Brother Barfield, I said, before they go to their classes, just give me 5 or 10 minutes. So here's about 500 people getting ready to go to Sunday school classes. All the teachers ready to go. Has anybody ever been to church like that? We had Sunday school first, and then you had church after. They all did it. Baptist, missing. So before he sent them off to Sunday school classes, I said, just let me have 5 minutes, 10 minutes. That's all. Now, mind there, I'm there to find out whether I can have a meeting in this church.
Amen.
And he can't do it without the approval of the people.
Right.
See, these pastors were voted in. They were elected.
Right.
So they could be voted out.
Right.
Now me, I'm not voted in.
No.
And you're not going to vote me out! I was here before you were.
Amen.
The chances are I might be here before, even after you're gone.
Amen. Lord,
well, you sure talk big. Sure do.
My Lord.
2 years you guys have been waiting for God to shut me up. 2 years, you smart alecks, you wise guys. 2 years you think leaving this place was your salvation, you damn fools. I'll never forget that morning. Brother Barfield put me up. I got a young man here. He'd like to have him run a revival. I'm trying to tell you that was the terminology.
Right. Yes.
He's going to run a revival.
Amen.
Well, I run him. I run him right out.
Amen.
God's not going to use revival.
Amen.
And I tell you why. All these guys, oh, we're going to have a good... No! Oh, by the way, Mr. Bronco. He's dead. The great guy who supposed to have won millions of Africans. Nobody ever heard of Richard Bronco? He died. His old boys are going. When he came over here, he said we're going to turn America upside down. I don't know him. Come on, where the hell you folks been living? Richard Bronco. He set Africa on fire. He recorded over 80 million so-called converts.
Right.
Another one of those great guys gone. Why, even Kenneth Copeland bragged at his funeral. But see, all these guys make money. They all made money.
Yes.
Yes. Allen made money. I told you what he done.
Hallelujah.
What did he do? I told him. Because I used to say to him, how do you get so much money? I said, I appeal to the covetousness.
Right.
I tell you what, y'all, you give me $10 and God will give you $100. And you know what? One night in one of these meetings, a woman prophesied, you give all you have and I give it back to you 100 times. And I went down front and gave a buck. And God said, no, boy. I said, give it all. So I went back up and gave it all.
$83.
I never had a year after that where I took in less than 83. Never. I never had a year before that where I come even close. Boy, you people are really something. I don't know what to do with y'all. You're so callous. You're so hard. God forbid you should show any kind of weeping or rejoicing. I walk right down the aisle. I used to sing songs a lot. That's how I would start my services. Because I worked for years as men's song leader.
Amen.
Sometimes I'd have to sing songs for 3 hours before the preacher would show up.
All right.
He wouldn't let me preach. Because he was going to preach.
Amen.
So I'd sing and preach. And preach and sing. Boy, I tell you, you folk really don't consider yourself greatly privileged.
Amen.
Then shall they know. Then shall they know. Did he get the 2 years being on probation, sustained by God's miraculous power?
Yes, Lord. Jesus, oh God. Thank you, Father.
You think old Steve, the smart aleck, would was realized that he's messing with the prophet? Huh? You think the anointed prophet? Well, you should talk like that. Of course, I'm not an anointed prophet. I'm no prophet at all. God's anointed. From my mother's womb. I walked right down the aisle and I was singing a song I used to sing all the time. I always liked to sing it. Standing somewhere, you find Jesus. He's the only one
who cares and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find him.
Hallelujah! And you know him. Yes, the
nails in his
hand. He overshadows us. You'll find him in the shadow. Walked down the aisle and sing. But a lot of time I start singing, other folk would get moved and they cry. And these revivals in those days were so easy because the Spirit of God was moving.
Amen.
See, you're living in an age when God's Spirit's not moving.
Amen.
A generation has grieved the Holy Spirit of God so much,
yes,
that the only way you can get it is if you strive. Because God's Spirit won't strive with you. No, he won't. Please, you have not one time accepted what I said about that. God's Spirit will not always strive or help you. So what you got to do is you got to strive according to the Word. Then the Holy Spirit will help you. Then he will help you. Then he will. He will help our infirmity. You strive, you want to weep, he'll help you. He'll give you something to weep over.
Amen.
A wayward child.
Yes.
A stubborn home. Self-will.
Yes, Lord.
A misfortune.
Yes.
A pain in your body.
Yes.
Some way to get you to weep a little bit.
Thank you, Jesus.
For he that goeth forth weeping.
Yes.
Weeping!
Yes.
Shall doubtless come again. I walked up to a woman, she had a nice hat on. This is a fine church now. They all dressed fine. Come on, if you go downtown to church and you want to find one Baptist church that was elite, you go to the First Baptist. And the ones that couldn't make it in the first, they joined Second Baptist. And then when the ones that couldn't make it, they joined the Free Will Baptist. Or the Bible Baptist. And they don't meet. A form. They all have their own form. You people ain't gonna budge with me, are you? You just not. I don't know what's wrong with you people. I don't know why you just come and go with me. We ain't gonna follow you. Why not? Well, if you follow Christ, well, so I'm not following Christ.
My Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Praise thy name, O God.
Where are you leading? To repent.
Amen.
I walked up to a sister. And she was just sitting there so sanctimonious. I said, I stopped right in front of her and she looked at me and said, God tell me you backslid. Woo, she hit the ceiling.
Hallelujah.
So I'm as good as you are. And then you ain't very good. Because there's nothing good about me.
No, no.
Nothing, nothing good. There's none good but God. Hallelujah. And if you find any goodness in me, it's going to be God. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. And Lord, house, spots in your feast of charity when they feast with you. Hey, spots. Boy, she just let me have it. I'm saved and sanctified. Fill the Holy Ghost. Amen. I said, well, then you don't mind me praying for you, do you? She said, you don't you dare pray for me. Leave your hands off me. I got overhead.
Yes.
Started to pray. Get off me. Leave me alone. And I just went turn around. I just wouldn't turn her loose. I just stayed with it. Boy, you could put a blanket on that church. I just hung on to her. God, this woman's backless, Lord. God, she's missing so much of your blessings. And I just prayed, save her, God, deliver her. And she said, get your hands off me, leave me alone. I'm here. I wouldn't turn her loose. Oh, don't turn us loose, Lord. Don't turn us loose. We don't want to be a loose cattle. We want to be bound. Hallelujah. Somebody. Bind us together. Wasn't long, she fell on her face, crying. You could hear her cry, God, you know he's telling the truth.
Yes, Lord.
Have mercy on me. And God, yes, when that happened, boy, you could have set that place on fire.
Yes,
it went all over that place.
Hallelujah.
When service was over, I walked back up in the platform, and Brother Barfield, he was like a little broken baby. He said, Brother Sterry, he said, when you start to go to that woman, I said, oh, my God, she's one of our charter members. In other words, she was a very wealthy woman and put up a good bit of money to build that church. That gave her an elite position. She controlled the money. I had a rich woman like that in Savannah one day. Started coming to the meeting. One day she said to me, I'll build you the biggest church in Savannah. You know, I'll give you the money. One stipulation. All right, what's that? Can't have no niggers. I said, well, then I guess you'll have to leave. She left. You folks just don't believe me, do you? You think I just come up with these stories, huh? When that happened like that, Brother Barfield got up and announced it. We're going to have a revival starting with this guy tomorrow. I was there for 4 weeks. And some of the stories that came out of that thing versus today, just because God moved upon that old lady.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And one story I still won't forget. Because I take off and I told you, you know, people, when I say that to you, do you folk realize I have never taken an offering in this church? Do you people comprehend that? How long have you been here, Timothy, in this town? 20 years? Almost 30. Not once.
Amen.
Not once. Amen. It was our time to take up the offering. Not once.
Amen.
Not. Come on, Libby, shake yourself.
Amen. Not once.
Not once.
Amen.
Not once
have
I made a priority. In fact, people sometimes once you know, I refuse it. Don't give me no money while I'm in service. You want to give it to the church. You give. Don't you insult me if you come down and give me some money. And you folks, that's like, that's common. I'll try it one more time. Not once have I ever stopped to take an offering or ask for your money. Not once! The mail yesterday was 30-some letters? 32. How much was the offering? 1,000? Now, that even that's big. But that's 2 days' mail! Come on, people! You don't pay for the food you eat, the place you sleep, the cars you drive. Why? Because Jesus paid. All right, hold it now. Hold it. Hold it. That's good, isn't it? You know what the crimson stain is? It's the blood of Jesus. The cleansing stream. I see. I plunge. That's why you don't like my message, Steve.
Hallelujah.
That's why you devils don't like my message. Because we have a hope for the sinful, the wicked, the ungodly. Hallelujah. We got a message where the ungodly can become godly. So we can live righteously and soberly and godly in this present world, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's coming. He's coming. Coming again.
Coming again. Jesus is coming again.
And aren't you living to look for him? Why, he's been right here this morning. Right here. Lord bless you. How many calls we got? Three? Anybody still out there? 843-538-1334. The Lord go with you.
Trump will meet separately